Hey, Rav Amid Beis. We're in the middle here of the Sugya of Rabbi Yehuda. Look, at the din of the Summa. So we saw that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Summa is no sea of Boshe. And with that, he learns out from the din of Golos. Well, and he said that the first lesson that we had so far is that there's a tour for Golos, for Malkus, and for Misa. So the Shilas, we were right smack bang in the middle of that. We hadn't finished all of them. We learned about Golos, and we were up to the din of Mises. Chai v'Mises Bezdin, two lines up from the bottom, right at the beginning of the page, at the line. Chai v'Mises Bezdin, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that the din of using Mises and Bezdin, a Suma, is also not included in? This he learns out from the same lashon of Rotzeach that appears by Golos. So we have two different dinim. We have Lonushkam Rotzeach, the Yikud din of the Mori Miklos. And we have the halacha of Lotzikukos and Evish Rotzeach. So the word Rotzeach appears in both locations, which tells us that in the same way that yesterday we showed that a Sunnah is not included din of Golos, so too is not included in the dinim of Chiyuvei Misa.
So if you combine
first, there wouldn't be a Chiyuvei of Misa. It would be like a Treifa. He said a Treifa can't defy a Misa either.
David,
Chiyuvei Malkus, Asya, Rosha, Rosha, and Chiyuvei Misa says it. The same thing would be true for someone who is Chiyuvei Malkus. Just like we know that by Malkus says Din HaKos HaRosha, and it says Asherhu Rashala Mut by the din of Misa. So in the Mela, we have the also a Zereshava to tell me that there's a Ptur of Malkus. There's another brighter in which Rabbi Yehuda takes the din of the Ptur of Asuma even broader. And he says like this. This brighter of the Lashon here is Tagida Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Suma Ein Lo Boshes V'chein Hayo Rabbi Yehuda Potro Mikol Dinim Shabater. So up until this point, he was the high of him in dinim, in other words, he could go to court for all other issues. It's just the Gabi cases of a few of Misa and Malkus he was called to. Here, Rabbi Yehuda says, he can't be sued. He can't sue. My time, Rabbi Yehuda. This version has Rabbi Yehuda learning it out from, we're in here, Penny, from the Shaptu Ha'eda, Ben Hamaka, Uben Goel Hadam, Al HaMishpatim Ha'eva. We see that the Torah seems to compare the din of Mishpatim in general to the halacha of Golos and Goel Adam. Sekoshi yeshnam b'makao b'goel Adam yeshnam b'mishpatim. Wherever there is a chiyuv on someone for being chayev for killing somebody b'shogeg and he goes to Golos, so he is included in the din of Mishpatim. Sekoshi eino b'makao b'goel Adam eino b'mishpatim. According to this, a Summa is part of much more than just Misa and Malkus. Tanya Idak Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Summa Ein Lo Boshes. This bright to take even further. Here Rabbi Yehuda is saying a Summa Ein Lo Boshes V'chein Hayo Rabbi Yehuda Potro Michol Mitzvei Shabbat Torah. According to this, he's part in general from any Mitzvah. In other words, we wouldn't be higher in Mitzvahs at all. Even some would say he wouldn't even be higher in Mitzvahs of Losas there. There'd be no Isurim on it as well. The Tosfos says over here that Min Rabbanan he would be included. He brings riots to the whole thing about whether a Summa is able to be a Peres al Shema. Well, then the Gemara makes it dependent on the Kosher Lai Ra Ma'arais. It should not have anything with Kosher Lai Ra Ma'arais. That's Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be because if somebody's Potter can't be Mason.
Even if Potter and would he be higher than him?
No, that's the earlier one, Bryson. Dinim.
And he
can't.
Yeah.
That's right. But he can't do anything. He's not, right, because it says so. It means like he's not Jewish. He's not part of society. He's not nothing. I mean, that's why it says that in the Rabbanan he was in court. My time, the Rabbi Yehuda, according to this, I'm not Jewish, but it's Rabbi Yehuda. My time, the Rabbi Yehuda, on my cross. The passage that's quoted over here seems to be the wrong part. It says, "The Zayt Hamitzvah Hakukim VaMishpatim Ashetiva Hashem Elokecha." But this tells us, "Kol Shigeshna VaMishpatim," since I've already established not included VaMishpatim. And here it says, "Only one who's included VaMishpatim Yeshna VaMitzvah Hakukim." וכל שאינו במשפטים אינו במצוות החוקים. אמר רב יוסף, רב יוסף, who was blind, said, מראי שיוסף בי, that I would say, הווה אמינא, מהם דיום הלוך רב יהודה, גם עשום הפוסק מן המצוות, גבים עניין לחבר רבה. If somebody could show me that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that a tumah is not included in the fee of a mitzvah, I would make a yontif. Why? My time in a loma fakdina, the gavina mitzvah. Because here I'm doing all of the mitzvahs without even being chayav. I figure that's really hot stuff. Everybody else got no choice. I'm a volunteer, so I'm in a greater madrega. But now, hasta the shamit la the Rabbi Chanina. But now that I heard what Rabbi Chanina taught, Yom Rabbi Chanina. But someone who does the mitzvah because he's mitzvah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is greater than a volunteer. So now I say just the opposite. If somebody can show me that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda and that I'm high as a mitzvah, I would make a yontif. And Surah, I'll invite everybody. My timer. Because now I see, if you're saying God on the other side, that such a person has greater tzar, which means he's on a greater madrig, and so on. So therefore, I would make a surah. By the way, there's some who learn from here, this is really the only mocha that we have for surah bar mitzvah. He's saying, the day that I become bar mitzvah, I would make a surah. That's essentially what he's saying. So somebody who becomes a God is in his situation. Today I'm quiet. Up to now, I wasn't crying, so I would make it for the drama.
I always thought that Cheresh was more distressing, more you can't learn it without Cheresh. I mean, it seems like here, some of it's actually more. Mm-hmm. Cheresh still is high up in it, so it's totally out of all. Both.
The following is a more chomer for a mazik who's an adam than a shar. Shah adam shah nezik value for shevet uvoshet. We know that a person who damages has to pay all five types of damage. And in the case where he hurts a pregnant woman, loses her fetus, he pays for the dnei v'ladot. Where the shar in a mishalim el nezik, and the shor is thought to be dnei v'ladot. Next issue. Hamaket aviv etimo. Velo asa ben chabura. Chover b'chaviro b'yom ha-kipurim. Chayav b'kulam. If somebody, we spoke about this in the other context yesterday, where someone does an iser which is not an iser misa, so if mak aviv etimo was out of chabura, there's no fee of misa. And we said it's talking about, we had a whole strange case, what it would be talking about, how you could make it, if you hold it, it has to be a permanent nezek. We never really, it may be that it was like an impermanent nezek, depending on how you learned it by nature. Or we have this strange case of where he shaves his father, right, and ruins his career as a vaudeville actor, and so. But in any event, he does this without any chabura at all. Or he's chayvel on Yom HaKippurim, and therefore he's chay of Koras, but he's not chay of Nisa. So therefore there's no tour of Kamalai Bidarabim he makes, and he's chay of the Kulam. He has to pay all of the five damages. Hakhova, the Eved Ivri, also chayav b'kulam. Somebody who damages an eved ivri that he owns, he would be chayav on everything except, of course, chutz min hashevet, is manshu shalo. If he owns this eved ivri, so then he also owns the work that the eved ivri should be doing, in which case he's damaged himself. He's not going to pay himself. Because the shevet, after all, is a short-term loss of income, which is represented by the time that he owns it. You find it? In trouble when they come here at night. Therefore, why would he pay something to himself? Someone who damages an Eved Kanani of others is chayev b'kulam, he would be chayev in all of the tashlumim, which would of course be given to the owner. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, everything but boshet, because Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein la avadim boshet, I'm not chayev to pay boshet for avadim. It's bad news to get into a fight with the cheresh shot of the katan, because if you hurt them, you're chayav. But if they hurt you, then they're poter. Ha'eved v'yishah p'giyatan ra'ah. And also it's bad news to be get into a fight with an eved or a married woman, because achovo v'hem chayav, You hurt them, you're chayev, but hem shechavlu ba'achirim peturim. If they are kovel on you, you will be potter. Avon mishalmim v'yachiz man. But they're not really potter. They're potter in the sense that you can't get any money out of them. Because Eved, whatever the Eved owns, is owned by the Avon. And the Isha, even the Nifkin Malut, she's not herself, so she can't recover the money. And the parents belong to the husband until she's divorced. So what is she going to do after?
Are the owners of the family together of the Isha with
you? Nifkar Shah Isha, Yishtachara Eved. But if the woman gets divorced, or the Eved is free, so now they're responsible, and now they have money, they're free of them, shall they? But it wasn't really true. By the parish of the Kotin, it was really true. Although there is a mashmas later in Rashi that there's a chiyah, many learn that that's only the mind, but we'll see when we get there, it's a little bit further. Hamakia avivimo, now comes the contrast to the first two cases we had. Someone who's makra avivimo and does make a chavur, or someone who's ozol the chavur not on Yom Kippur, but on Shabbos, and therefore chayav mita, because of Shabbos, potter mikulam, yuknei shuni don v'nashra avivimo, he doesn't pay any nezik tzar Shabbos mikul kosher, because he was chayav mita. And the din is that from the Gerabimine, we don't make you pay when we're also over something that could have led you to a fear misa. Now, Hovel, the Evet Nani Shalom, Sotter Miklum. Somebody who attacks his own Evet Nani is Sotter completely. That's the Gemara. The Boimine Radi Alazar Mirat. One thing isn't clear. Ha Hovel, the Bat Tamar Shalachim. Barnea, we're in here. Ha Hovel, the Bat Tamar Shalachim. Somebody who attacks and hurts a daughter who is a katana of another person, who gets the chavalah in this case? Chavalah lami. Me, I mean, it's given to Akhil Rahmana, Shevach, and the Orim, Mikav, Chavalah nami, Babu Ahavit. Do we say that since the Torah has given the father the right to Shevach, and the Orim, which is for her income and to marry her off, so that includes also the Chavalah that damages her. Because after all, she is certainly worth less now than she was worth before by definition if there's nezek, and therefore it's going to affect the father's income as well. Or is it only that the Torah has given him the right to those things that affect the time of her na'arut? Fine, I understand. If he had wanted to give her away, he could have caused her the embarrassment of marrying her off to Mukashkin. Therefore, the Torah was also mezakeh him for her knas and her pigam. But the Chavalah, he has no reshus for Chavalah. He's not allowed to hurt her. So he can't hurt his daughter. So therefore, why would the Torah give him the right to the income from his daughter having been hurt? Now we have to focus in on exactly what we're talking about over here. There is no havamina. All of the Rishonim speak out in various places. There's no havamina over here that a father should have the right to the tsar of his daughter, or to the ripui of his daughter, or for that matter, to the doshet mamish of his daughter. And neither is there any havamina that he would have a right to permanent damage that would affect her for the rest of her life. The question over here is whether he has rights to that portion of the nezek which affects her only now in terms of his ability to marry her off during this short period in which he has those rights. That's the shaila. Even the shevet, we're going to see very soon in the Gemara, where the Torah does give him the rights to her work, after all, he can sell her. Right? He can sell her for somebody else to buy the work. Kosher, he has the right to the income from the work. So that's not our question either, because the Shevet, which is short term, during the time that is definitely going to go to the father. So the truth is, what seems to be a very broad question over here is really a very limited question. What is the din l'gabei the chavalah, the nezek, the long term nezek? Omar, so he answered him, Omar, lo zikta la Torah la'ad ala shevach nu'urim bilvad. Of course, the Torah never gave anything to a father except those things that the father has a reshus. It's not a general idea that the father is able to get everything that comes in because of money that he has from his daughter, that doesn't make any sense. Basically, Etzim Hachovel Be'Eved Ivri Chayav Bekulan Chutz Min HaShevet is Manshu Shalom. And he thought this included even Shevet. The Mishnah says that somebody who damages an Eved Ivri that he owns obviously doesn't pay Shevet, because he's the one who owns the Shevet. So if he hurts the income of the Eved, he's simply hurting his own income. Why should he pay the Eved? And if that's the case, since the father can sell his daughter as an Amah Ivriyah, so it's exactly this case. He's hurting his own income by making it impossible for her to have income right now. She can't work. Very good. He's the one that could have sold that work. So he made his own loss. So how could you possibly say that he should not get the Shevet over here? What does that mean? That if somebody's paying her for Shevet, it doesn't go to the father? If the father damages, he wouldn't pay Shevet. If somebody else damages, who's he damaging? He's damaging the father. Amar Abbas, of course. Murder Rav the Shevet. Of course the father gets the Shevet. That is Shevet Mu'urim. When Rav answered Rav Elazar and told him, that includes Shevet, because Shevet is Maisa Yadea. And Maisa Yadea belongs to the father. So Murder Rav the Shevet and Maisa Yadea, Ashat Bagrut, obviously, you can only sell her until then, that then it belongs to the father. Eisvei ha'chovel bivno gadol yiten lo miyad, bivno katan yasevo segula. Somebody who hurts his own son has to pay immediately. He's sued by his son, he has to pay him like anybody else. If his son, now we think at this point that it means a couple, it means that he's a minor. So, and that's the only issue, is he an adult or a minor. Later we'll see that there's also an issue, is he dependent on the income of the father? Does he have an own income? That's the question that we'll get into. But now we're just taking this right in the usual sense. Cut and got all, he's just cut and got all in his age. And what do? Since you're minor, you can't just give him money. Not tell us Gula. You open up a trust account for him, essentially, but it has to be open for him. By the way, there's a machlokus over here, whether it should say Yasu lo segula or Yaseh lo segula. The first word is Yasu, which is mashmit that didn't embed in. Over here saying Yaseh, mashmit that didn't a father. This was an issue that we discussed a couple of days ago, where the guy said, okay, never mind, I don't want my kid embedded in court, I'll pay him when he gets older. So it was a question, whether we trust him to pay rent, he was just a father, he can do whatever he wants. Does the court have to get involved in front? That is a major issue, which is no doubt. Therefore, it's a sugya that is very much discussed today as well. All right, but here the pashas of the sugya, if we have our gears, the yasevo segula, I mean, the father should buy him some source of income, invest in a CD or something like that.
How does his town look him out of the father's house into a lot of
No, not necessarily. Hakovel dubito ktanan, and here's the part that interests us. Here it says someone who hurts his daughter, who is a ktana, and not only is he potter, but that if other people hurt her, they have to pay the father. Now, that seems to be clearly saying that Shevach Mu'urim is not limited to things like income, but that they owe the damages to the father. No, says the Gemara, if you're not with the Shevet, it's talking about the only thing that the father has shaykhus to, and that is the Shevet. Again, as Tosfos points out, it would be, let's say, that the damage of here would consist of wounding her faith, and now she's worth less money in terms of kedushin. Of course the father would be shaykhus to that. That is what we were asking. We were asking about damages that affect her long term. They're not going to get the things that the father has in her. Now we're taking for granted. Ubivno gadol yitenlo miyad. You say that if his son, the gadol, sues him, he has to pay right away, just like anybody else. That really true though. I mean, there's another bright that says braminu hakovel bivanav ubivno tachlachelim. Somebody who hurts another person's children, gadolim yitenlo miyad. So if they're older, he pays them immediately. Ktanim yaselam segula. If they're younger, so they make a trust account for him. If somebody who hurts his own children, he's talking. says the amount of amilokasha. The two branches are referring to two completely different cases. Kan kishet smuchim al shulchano. Kan kishet ein smuchim al shulchano. There's a big difference between dependent children and independent children. Dependent children, you are potter. Why? Because there's always a trade-off to the dependent. This is the takana de rabbanon, the way Rashi understands it, that wherever we have a situation where someone is supporting somebody else, because of the hashash of eva, that if the person who's being supported is going to be making money and not share it with the person who's supporting them, it destroys the relationship that we're trying to establish for support. And so because of that, we make a takona that other income goes also to the source of the support. We have the same in ksuvah. We had a lot of the discussions of what the tit for tat for every element of the ksuvah, what the husband has to give, what he gets in return for it, and so on. Here too, a father who is supporting his children is given over these elements of income, or at least insofar as where he does it himself. He doesn't have to pay the people that he's supporting. And we'll see what the scores are for distinguishing, but we're going to go through now each case. So the Mayu Kinta the Kamasa. So you are now understanding that the first Brisa is talking about the She'en Smuchim al Shulchan Aruch, correct? And that's why you said that the father who hurts the child, that he's not supporting, he's going to have to pay for. Okay, so now let me just get this straight. The Sefer said what? Yema Sefer. HaKovel Jibito Aktana Patur. It says over here, somebody who hurts his bito kitana, he's potter from pain. Velo od el achrim shechav luba chayavim litain la'avia. Now remember, he's not supporting her. Other people that hurt her should give it to the father. Why in the world should they give it to the father? If the point is that the father is not supporting her, so then, I don't understand. She requires food. So why does the father get the right to the food that he isn't giving her? Even if you would say that a person does have a right to take to his slave, and we'll see this is Levit Kanani. Look, I don't intend to feed you. You work. And you know what? When you're finished working for me, you can go out and make some money for yourself and eat. I don't want to feed you anything. I paid good money for you. But even if you'll say the same thing for over here, the father can say, what do you mean? I have a right to your work. Therefore, any money that comes in, I'm going to keep whether I feed you or not. No, of course you can't do that. Even though by an Eved Kanani, he says, I don't even have a Kanani. You could tell an Eved Kanani, go work for me a whole day. Lord, and at night, go open a business on the side, and you can eat from that. You can't do that to an Eved Ivri. Remember, you only have a right to sell it as an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri, nobody could say that to. And there's certainly kosher in Bito, so I don't understand. How could you tell me what the whole Svara that we're going to be paying, you said, okay, Sarmashevet. What's the Svara that he could take the shevet that other people are paying for her loss because he had the right to the shevet. But he only had a right to a shevet that would provide her with food, with an income, with what she needs. If he sells her for nothing, she's going to be well cared for. He certainly doesn't have a right to a shevet and leave her hanging and not have any food. So that the parent wasn't mezakeh him, but it's not mezakeh that to the person who buys her. It's only mezakeh him to the rights that he can sell. He can sell the rights to her work that are conditional upon her being well supported. So we certainly are not going to pay him things that he doesn't own himself. So therefore, in this case, we should have to pay the daughter. So now it doesn't make any sense. In order to answer the prices, you have to tell me that the first case, we never even considered that issue before, that it was talking about a case where the man wasn't supporting his daughter. But in order to answer the contradiction in the prices, not in terms of daughters. You weren't thinking so. You were thinking in terms of the part of the bride that talks about his children. Okay, there's a son. But in order to answer that, you have to take talking about banim that are not smoking al shulchanot. So then that's the case by the daughter too. If that's the case by the daughter, You messed yourself up by giving his answer, because now he should not be getting the Shevet, even the Shevet. So your answer before, where you said, talking about Shevet, doesn't make sense anymore. Whatever. Answers the Gemara, the Gemara of a greater rule of a mitzvah, Kaila Laha Adafa. We're talking about over here, of course we will not give him the money that she needs for an income. That goes to her, absolutely. But if we're talking about over here, additional funds, more to her Shevet, she's a very skilled shapeable mother, right? So she, her Shevet is worth, let's say, $1,000 a week. She only needs $100 a week for income. So $900 will go to him. Because that was the discourse that he had in selling her as an Okay, now let's take a look at the second bride. So the Rabbi came to the Batrai, so how did you understand how the second bride that it's talking about? B'smuchim al-shulchanot. Now you're telling me that all of the children mentioned in the second bride, even the Gedolim, may be physically Gedolim, but they're dependent on the father. And you say that what's the difference? How can you get that? I thought there's a takana that when the money, because they would be working, they would be bringing in money, because they're taking money from the father, they have to be able to give him the money. So why aren't we giving the money now to the father? Says the Gemara, because on the kika copy, it's needed for chosher. The needed yatimi alma lo copy. The place where the father is mocked is only that it insists that it be given to him is only something where he is taking a loss, but something that comes from nowhere, from out of left field, he's not what the child suffered for, right? So I mean, he was attacked over there. He's not mocked. If I'm the one who attacks you and I'm going to have to pay you, darn right I'm mocked. I've been supporting you all these years, so at least I get a chance to punch in the nose every once in a while without my having to pay you for your loss of income that's due to me. But something that would come from outside, when we say he hurts other children and he has to give it to them, not to the father, that's because the father of those children is okay and doesn't feel Ava. If somebody attacks a child and they suffered now, that the money that's coming in should go to him because of the fact that he's supporting him. Now he's not an actor. What do you mean? Well, what about a mitzvah? You say something, if the kid finds an object. So I've already explained the answer by looking ahead, but a mitzvah that comes me alma, the car copy, over there the halacha is that the child who finds the mitzvah, who is some of al-shulchan aviv, has to give the mitzvah to the father. I thought it's coming out of left field. And the answer, as I already told you, is that Rebaka the Kapilani Amava let with Sarah the Gufaihu. Bigaba Kapi, yes. Something that comes from left field that the child doesn't do anything for. He doesn't suffer for it. He picks up a Mitzia. So forgive me the Mitzia already. I've been supporting you. If I have a kid to pay me back, boy, some gracious kid you are. But something, Kabbalah, the Ibu Sarah the Gufaihu, but he suffered for it. And it's coming out of left field. Neal McCarthy. Well, then there the father's not going to be fine. Somebody attacks you, keeps the money, isn't there? But Vahasim Disley started the group of Neal McCarthy, little coffee. And I told you the answer to this one. And how about the case where he's the one that's going to have to pay, and we say he doesn't have to, where she has Sarah the Gufa, which is coming across from left field, and he is marked because that's over there. Ezina kerem shechav lubach chayavim leitein la'avina. Even people that hurt her, not only does he not have to pay her, but even people that hurt her from outside have to give to the father. But if people hurt her from the outside, then she has suffered. And also the money that's coming in is coming out of left field. And you just said that money that comes in out of left field that she suffers for, he doesn't get. So why does it say over here that he does get? To me, it's also an arm of coffee. He says, the Gemara, because the lab got a kabdana, which is a different level of potato. The guy, remember, in these two brachas, we're talking about two different people. One is the type of person who supports his children. One is the type of person who doesn't support his children. And in the case that it says over here that he gets to keep the money when other people, he's a guy who is such a difficult man that he refuses to even give money to his daughter. So he's a very big kapodak, right? He's not supporting his child. He's not supporting his child. So then, since the Torah gave him the rights over here to the hadafah to the shevet, so he gets the hadafah to the shevet. Doesn't say, you can keep it, darling, you've suffered. Instead he says, for I've suffered plenty for you, I can't stand the sight of you. So he's giving the money that comes in, right, for the hadafah. So Mashenkin, in the case of the braisa, we're talking about the lavda of the kapdano, smoking al shulchano. The case of that second branch is talking about where over here he's a fine man who's supporting his children. So Kikal Kapid, he's only going to be mocked on something that's going to cost him money. Namely, I'm not going to pay you. I'm not going to get money out of my own pocket. However, maybe does me alma. Well, Kapi, something that comes from other people that she suffered from, and then she's not going to be mocked on. When you say, by the way, that we make a segula. Segula is a very interesting double meaning, because a segula literally means a treasure. Okay? So a treasure means a treasury bill. Buy him a treasury bill, so to speak. Okay? But of course it has this other meaning to us. A segula also means something that is fuzzy. So the Rashi says, but you sent me segula, the tradis and osir fuzzy. It's not just an osir. So how do you explain the, is there elements of chavivas in the segula? Says Rav Chista, nothing on me. A segula of him is buying the sefer Torah. So that way he gets to keep the sefer Torah when he's a gadol. And meanwhile, he gets all the pleasure out of learning from the sefer Torah. It starts his life off. So that's the best segula, beautiful lesson.
Was that
not
big
No comments from the peanut gallery. Rav Chista of a sefer Torah. Rabba Baravuna of a dikla. He invests in a tekel. That's the best investment. That's where you have ultimate tamre. Meanwhile, he gets to eat all of the dates, and he gets to keep. Remember, Dekel in those days, it was a Dekel Pratzori, where like, each tree had its own hashivas and its own name, and that was very kosher. And so the name of that, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a gula in the sense of a chavivas. It means something that he can have shaitis for and will be identified with him.